And in studio, two of the most accomplished trumpeters in the world. One is a local legend in Brian Shaw, and another is a national and international star in Wayne Bergeron. His name's Bergeron, but he was born in Hartford, Connecticut. And tonight, they'll be on stage at the LSU Union, 7:30, the LSU Jazz Ensemble. And Brian Shaw, I know you're quite enthused about this particular performance, and in particular having Mr. Bergeron in the midst.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim. And we're really excited to have Wayne back. He was here with us in 2013, I believe, and the night after the concert, the audience went so crazy that my dear colleague Bill Grimes said I could have run for mayor that night. So, so I'm glad I didn't. Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned, you both are fabulous trumpet players. When did you start playing?
When I was in fourth grade, started in fourth grade band.
About 10 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Wayne, when did you start?
I started in the seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yeah.
So you were a little behind Brian.
A little. I actually started on French horn, and my school got vandalized in summer school before seventh grade, and my French horn got destroyed, and I got switched to trumpet because they needed trumpet players. So I should thank these people, whatever prison they're in now, for my career.
Do you know immediately when somebody has a natural talent, or is this something that you develop through the years?
I think you can hear it. I generally, sometimes you. I've known students who weren't necessarily as naturally talented who came through the door and did all the work and far exceeded some of the kids who were more naturally talented. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think about that, Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, I've run into several people that had talent at a young age. I had some skills in the seventh grade that are still with me today that haven't really improved at all. You know, I had a knack for range when I was young, but I've also experienced the same thing watching players with nothing and go through the process, and you find that I think the talent is there. It's just it's like guessing the combination of the safe. Sometimes you find it a little mm-hmm. sooner than others.
Now Wayne is known, according to acclaim, for his magnificent ability in the upper register of the instrument. What does this mean?
That means basically that Wayne can play high notes, which are really exciting, and it's a rare thing. Not every trumpet player can do that, and so that's why he gets the big bucks.
You can do that. You do have to play all the notes, though.
Yeah.
You said it was very difficult to learn.
It wasn't difficult for me. I had kind of a natural ability for it. Playing the trumpet, other parts of the trumpet were much more difficult for me. It's kind of a physical, playing the upper register is kind of a physical thing. So it's, it's a lot of back pressure, and it probably explains my personality or lack of personality playing the trumpet all these years.
It's been over 30 years, but you won the spot of lead trumpeter for Maynard Ferguson. That had to be a huge break.
Oh, yeah. What was a big deal for me? It was kind of interesting because, to be honest with you, at that point in my life, and I was about 27, I don't want to say lost interest, but I wasn't really listening to Maynard anymore. I was listening to other trumpet players, and that was a big part of my youth, Maynard was. And then when I got the chance to play on the band, I remember being at that first rehearsal, and the second he walked in the door, it like hit me like a ton of bricks. I go, oh, my God, there's the guy that did all this stuff, man, that inspired me. And I got to be friends with him until his passing.
Well, you're also very well known as a listener notes in New Orleans. You've spent some quality time there, and that's a city known for some trumpet players.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of players have come to New Orleans. Yeah, a couple. I can't think of anybody with a big name that comes to mind right off the top of my head. But it's funny, my name here, the name Bergeron,
Say it Bergeron or Bergeron?
Oh, I say Bergeron, but I like the way you say it better. Well. And in France, they say it a lot. It's like Smith here, Yeah. And there's three of us in the phone book in L.A. I said phone book. Now I'm dating myself, like you.
Well, yeah, but Wayne, as I found out for the show today, his birthday is January 16, 1958, and mine's January 15, 1958.
Yeah, so we're both 41, right? Is that how that
works? Yeah, something
like that. Am I doing the math right?
Yeah. Something like that. So you were born... You share your birth date with Albert Pujols.
And
Ronnie Millsap.
And you're with Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King and Ernest Gaines and Drew Brees. So I think I get the advantage.
Yeah, I definitely.
I have Stevie Wonder, by the way. So, that's pretty good for mine.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, May 13th. Yeah. And Stephen Colbert.
Soon.
Yeah.
And Stephen Colbert. Quite a pair there.
There you go.
Well, Stevie Wonder's a great musician, songwriter. But the trumpet, is it a lost art?
Oh, no, I don't think it's a lost art at all. I mean, and people like to whine about the music business and, oh, music is dying. And it's not really dying. It's just that in jazz anyway, we just share a small part of the music marketplace, and it always has. You know, well, maybe in the 50s it didn't because big bands were like the pop music of the day. Mm-hmm. But as soon as rock music came along, everything else kind of fell into a loaded percentage bracket. So we share a small part of music marketplace, but I like to think it's the more sophisticated market.
And what are we going to see and hear on stage tonight?
Well, Wayne's going to play with not only the LSU Jazz Ensemble, but also the Lab Band, which is a good group of sort of younger students and some non-music majors, and they're a terrific group. We had a rehearsal last night, and they sounded great, as did my band, the Jazz Ensemble. And so Wayne's going to join us for that. I'm actually going to play one tune with Wayne, one and a half, I guess. We're going to have a little special surprise at the end. And before the last tune, which is the theme from Rocky, Gonna Fly Now.
Written by LSU's Bill Conti.
That's right, yeah. That's part of the reason we're doing it. And the whole trumpet studio is going to come out, about 20 trumpet players on stage, and they're going to play that little fanfare before the Rocky.
7:30 tonight. LSU Union.
That's right, yeah. And tickets are still available. You can get them at the LSU School of Music website or at 578-5128.
578-5128.
Right, and it's $11 for student tickets and $18 for general public. So it's
Jeff Palermo's producing today, and I found this great recording of Wayne Bergeron from the holiday season. You may not hear it tonight, or you may, but you can get an idea of the magnificent talent this man has. Time out. Good luck tonight, guys. 7:30 LSU Union Theater. Wayne Bergeron, Brian Shaw, and the LSU Jazz Ensemble.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.